Cradle of Thorns, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines.
Hide. Quick. If she finds you, she'll flay you alive.
He was afraid. Not for himself, but for this lovely, gentle creature who was his only child. Through these many long years of guilt and loneliness, when at times he hadn't cared whether he lived or died, Nell had been his saviour. With her strong, beautiful spirit and smiling blue eyes, she'd brought something very special into his life. No one, not even Nell herself, would ever know the awful guilt he carried inside him. A terrible guilt that haunted him day and night, and would go on doing so until the day he died. He knew he was a coward. For many years, he believed that through his weakness, he had caused the pain and death of someone he loved. That had always been at the forefront of his mind. Now, though, at long last, he realized that Nell was the real victim of his wrongdoing. And she had no one to turn to but him. Nell stood her ground, her rich blue eyes sparkling with defiance, as she told him softly, "Let her do her worst. I'm not afraid." "Oh, child, child, you can't know what she's like. You can't know how she can twist and turn a situation to her own advantage so cleverly that you don't even know she's doing it until it's too late." His voice broke. It was too late for him, but Nell still had a chance. She was young and lovely and had her whole life ahead of her. He couldn't, wouldn't let Lillian take that away from her. Nell had always believed her father nurtured a secret. She believed it now, and because of what had happened, she dared to ask, "What is it, Dad? Why are you so afraid of her? She's hurt you, hasn't she? Oh, I don't mean the way she orders you about or the awful way she likes to humiliate you. It's something else, isn't it? Something you've never told me." "Something to do with me," she thought, though she couldn't be certain. He sighed, a long, weary sigh that bowed his head and stooped his shoulders. He looked into those searching blue eyes. "Yes, I can't deny it. She does order me around, and I've lost count of the times when she's humiliated me in public and private alike. But I don't mind. Not really." How could he mind, when he'd brought it all on himself? He had no pride now, no ambition, no future, and no love to warm his heart. "I'm not hiding anything from you," he lied. "You already know the story, for I've told it to you a good many times by way of a warning. I hoped it would make you ache to get away from here, to make a life elsewhere, a good life carved out by yourself and not made by others to ensnare you. After your mam died, your Aunt Lillian asked me to stay on. Being the eldest, your grandpappy left this house and all the land and holdings to her. I was no older than you are now when all that happened. Your aunt asked me to stay and work on the land, and that's what I did." He paused, finishing sadly, "I wasn't to know it was a lifetime sentence.